This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and today on Capitol Hill, the apology was just the beginning.
First and foremost, as acting commissioner, I want to apologize on behalf of the Internal Revenue Service for the mistakes that we made and the poor service we provided. The affected organizations and the American public deserve better. Partisanship, or even the perception of partisanship, has no place at the IRS.
That's Stephen Miller, acting head of the IRS, now resigned acting head of the agency. In a statement before the House Ways and Means Committee today, accompanying him, J. Russell George, the Treasury Department Inspector General, who concluded that the IRS used a pattern of apparently political criteria to review applications for tax-exempt status, seeming to distinctly single out conservative organizations.
Was the IRS using an appropriate criteria in its review of organizations applying for tax-exempt status? Yes. Was the IRS delaying their applications? Yes.
Well, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Congressman Dave Camp of Michigan, told former Commissioner Miller that one resignation would not fix what he called systemic abuse. And then the whole committee, Republicans and Democrats, really got going. Joining us now, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
A lot of fireworks up there today.
Indignation, fireworks, and questions. Who knew what and when, and how could this have been allowed to happen? Republicans especially indignant because, frankly, those conservative groups are on their side. But they're not alone. Democrats also indignant knowing that this could be progressive groups, and in the past saying that it had been. Stephen T. Miller, John, is a bit of a hard target for this committee. They're angry at him, but as you said, he's already resigned at the request of the president. The question now is who else is going to go after these hearings?
And where this is going, you get a feel for it listening to some of the question and answer sessions, and they were pretty hard. I'm going to give you two of them here. Here's Dave Camp, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, talking to Stephen Miller, followed by Representative Charles Bustani.
When asked the truth, and you know the truth, and you have a legal responsibility to inform others of the truth, but you don't share that truth. What is that called?
I always answer questions truthfully, Mr. Camp.
You sent letters to Congress acknowledging our investigation of these allegations, but consistently omitted that such discriminatory practices that are alleged were actually, in fact, taking place. Why did you mislead Congress and the American people on this?
Mr. Chairman, I did not mislead Congress nor the American people. I answered the questions as they were asked.
And Todd Zwillick, those two exchanges were tame compared to some others. Miller really isn't the target here, right?
Well, he is the target because he's one of the targets, John, because the committee and its members were complaining to Miller and to the administration about this alleged delaying of applications for 501c4 status as much as a year and a half to 2 years ago. What they're upset about there is that Miller knew eventually, and that once he found out and knew that members of Congress were concerned, he didn't go right back to them and tell them. You know what else they're mad about, John? A revelation today that we didn't know before, that Lois Lerner, who's the head of the tax-exempt division, who will be coming before this committee before long, that when she knew about it and wanted to get the word out last week, she did it at an American Bar Association conference. The question from a conference goer that led her to give the answer to the press seems to have been a plant, so that she could get out in front of the story. That was new, too.
A scripted Q&A, I think Miller called it. Well, Pat Tiberi of Ohio had a specific example of an organization in his state that was delayed while Democrats got green-lighted. Mike Thompson, Democrat of California, called himself outraged. Peter Roskam of Illinois said, Mr. Miller, you're giving us the choice between corruption and incompetence and choosing incompetence. It was very tough up there.
Yeah, it was tough up there, and the tone was tough. And, you know, Republicans, John, I want to say quickly, are sensitive about the tough tone. There are other scandals, Benghazi, the AP scandal with phone records. They are a little bit sensitive about what they've seen in the past, overreaching. Republicans want to get the facts. They want to be tough on the administration, but not be thought to be on a witch hunt. Listen to Bustani when I talked to him yesterday about reining it in.
Well, we want to keep this fact-based. And we don't want to sensationalize it. We want to keep it fact-based. We want to get to the root of the problem, and we want to solve this problem, and we want to clean up the mess at the IRS.
Representative Charles Bustani on the IRS scandal on Capitol Hill. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Pleasure, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.